40 days after Easter. It's very, very interesting. Of course, nothing is a coincidence. Nothing is an accident. But God destined for the gift of the priesthood and of the Eucharist to be given on a Thursday, Holy Thursday. And here we are, 40 days after Easter, on Ascension Thursday. And of course, it is the day of the Eucharist, of the priesthood. So it should not surprise us that he chose from eternity that this would be the day on which he would ascend to heaven. He would go back to the Father. But not as he came. He came by the gift of the Holy Spirit, who overshadowed the Most Holy Immaculate Virgin Mary, and thus he entered into her womb at her consent and became incarnate in her womb as the Son of God and the Son of Man. But now he returns. He came just as a spirit and became man, became flesh. He took the flesh, our flesh, from the Blessed Virgin at the Annunciation. Now, after having spent about 33 years with us, having preached the good news of the gospel, which of course is that there is one God, and as he reveals in three persons, of which he is the second person made man, true God and true man, now he returns to the Father with our human nature. Where he goes, we hope to follow. And the liturgy itself speaks about this. Where he precedes, we hope to follow. Not just in spirit, but in our body. At the end of time, our resurrected bodies, if we have attained through our obedience of him and our following of him in both spirit and in body. And this is something that today's Mass reminds us of several times. In spirit and in body. It is not just words, it's not just a desire to be in heaven, but it's enough. We need to actually live like we want to be in heaven. We need to actually be Catholic men and women in this world, children of Holy Mother of the Church, in such a way that when our time comes, and when the resurrection at the end of time comes, all of which he has revealed, all of which we believe, for we must believe the whole faith, the whole Catholic faith. When that time comes, and the whole universe is destroyed and made anew, a new heavens and a new earth, as St. Paul says, and our bodies rise from their graves, wherever that may be, in whatever form they may be. And of course, we see in the last 100 years or so, there has been a movement sponsored and inspired by our enemies, the Freemasons, to cremate our bodies after death. Something which is contrary to tradition and not permitted. Of course, some people have permitted it against God's judgment. And that is, they need to give an account to God themselves. So don't forget that. That is not really a viable option for us. We need to be buried, whether we are buried in the ground or in a mausoleum, or whether by some disaster we are buried in the sea and become fodder for the sharks. That's up to God. You know, I would dare say that there are some people, maybe some here, who are so untasty that even the sharks will not eat them. I won't go into who, but I know who. And you know I do. But either way, wherever we are, at the end of our lives, and at the end of time, we shall rise again in glorified new bodies, as they were meant to be, perfect in every way, in body and soul. That is why we need to live in body and soul. And our Lord has given us the example, and the Blessed Mother has given us the example, and the saints. It also should not be any surprise that in a very special way we in this parish and this shrine honor the Lord Jesus in the form that he made of himself. And of course, he can change to whatever he wants. He is God. As he appeared in the form of the infant Jesus of Prague. He's Jesus, nevertheless, the King of the universe, the Creator of the universe, the Lord of lords and King of kings. And thus he is dressed in royal robes as a king. And of course, here in this shrine, we honor him with very few exceptions, Holy Thursday being one of them, on this day of the week. And of course, we shall, after Mass, during the exposition and benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. We have every week Novena to the most gracious and miraculous infant Jesus of Prague. But it is no surprise that this should be done on a Thursday, because this is a very special day to our Lord. And it is a very special day to us. And so today we rejoice. Now, if you are like me, and of course, we Spaniards are very sentimental. We don't like goodbyes. And today is a goodbye. The candle is extinguished after the gospel. And then we put it in the baptistry. Until next year, we shall bless it again at the Easter Vigil. A different candle, but the same God, the same Lord. And he will reign over our sanctuary by the altar, by the Gospels, until Ascension Thursday of next year. And the one that we need to look to for our inspiration, for the way in which to say goodbye, is the Blessed Mother. I'm sure today was not a super happy day for her. It was happy in the sense, just as it is for us, that he is exalted, glorified, and goes back to the Father whence he came. But until her death and assumption, she shall not see him again in the body. She will receive him devoutly in Holy Communion. Very possibly every day, even though it was early on in the church where some of our customs had not yet been set down. But we have so many, many paintings and icons of Our Lady kneeling down before St. John, the beloved disciple, the evangelist, giving her communion. Imagine the Mother of God receiving communion from a man, though a priest or a bishop, nevertheless a man. But other than that, she would not see him, or there is no evidence of it anywhere, until her assumption into heaven. And we too, we will not see him until our death and resurrection. First, our spiritual resurrection, for our body will die, but our souls will not. And if we are in the state of grace, we shall go to heaven, perhaps with a layover in purgatory. Hopefully not as long as layovers are in our modern-day airports. As Father Deacon experienced Monday or Thursday or whatever day it was he came. I can't even remember. I still haven't gotten over Sunday. And I'm glad that we have air conditioning, and I'm sure you are glad we have air conditioning. I have no desire to be in hell. And Sunday was pretty close to it. I have not yet recuperated. I'm serious. My body is in total disarray. But and of course, she already has been assumed into heaven, body and soul. So now there are at least two bodies in heaven. Now there are some other people that are spoken of in the scriptures, in the Old Testament, in the New, but we do not know anything about them infallibly. But however, we know that our own body will rise from the dead and we will join him in heaven as he wants us to, in the state of grace, in purified by the fires of purgatory, if need be. So today is the beginning of our future. Where he goes, we hope to follow. And we give thanks to him for this wonderful gift. So, even though we dwell in mind among earthly things, we also need to dwell spiritually amid heavenly things. And we need to focus on that which is above. Sursum corda, we sing at the sacred liturgy every Mass. Lift up your hearts. We don't just do that because we want to see the ceiling, beautiful as it is. We lift up our hearts and our minds and our souls because we're looking to heaven that we cannot yet see, that we cannot yet experience except in the virtue of hope. And of course, this is supposed to be a holy year of hope. What better and higher hope is there than to hope to be in heaven? But you need to work for it. You cannot just sit around. You need to work for it. And so we do, especially by the obedience to the commandments of Christ and of the Church, by the sacraments, and by living in the state of grace. And again, there is no better model than she who is the Immaculate Conception, the mother of the giver of all grace, the Blessed Virgin Mary. So look to her always, and in her you will find a model and an answer to all your needs and to all your problems, and she will take you always to Jesus as he has brought him to you in the first place. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. And of course, today and in the next few days, we welcome our beloved son, my godson, Father Deacon Aaron Zanka, who's now ordained to the diaconate, and in less than a year will be ordained to the holy priesthood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we give thanks to God that he has answered the call of Christ, and we commend ourselves to him that he will continue to answer that call of Christ. For it is not just something that ends at ordination. In many ways, it begins at ordination. So pray for him, pray for me, and pray for holy priests. And pray for the Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV, that he may be able to clean up the mess that he has inherited.